Hi, I'm Dean Regas.
And I'm Anna Heeman.
And we're from the podcast Looking Up that's produced right here at WVXU.
That's right. This is exciting. We're just going to talk about whatever.
Yeah, we can interview each other.
Yeah.
We're the two most interesting people in the world.
Most interesting people I know, for sure.
Well, at least one of us.
Well, yeah. It's me. Just kidding. In fact, and just to show that you're interesting, I'm going to ask you a question first.
Oh, okay, great, great.
Okay. We've been working together for a long time, but there's so much I just don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so excited to learn and share. Okay, so why don't you tell me what first drew you to astronomy, and then how did you make it into a career with talk or a TV show and a books and all that kind of fun stuff?
Yeah, well, I didn't know I wanted to do this, that's for sure. When I was a kid, I did not have any idea what I wanted to do other than maybe play professional football. And that was
And sell donuts door-to-door.
And sell donuts door-to-door and
remember.
Jolly Ranchers and various other things. Yeah, I was an entrepreneur of some sort as a kid. But I didn't find astronomy till later, till after college, till after I was in the real world for a little bit. I was working for the Cincinnati Parks doing nature education. And every week you have to learn a new topic. So it's either geology one week and birds the next week.
Oh.
And so the topic of the week was astronomy. And I was at Burnett Woods, the Trailside Nature Center in Burnett Woods, and the planetarium was there. And that was my topic of the week. They said, Dean, you're in charge of the planetarium. Go.
Did you just stop on the top? You're like, I don't want to hear any more topics. I like astronomy. I don't want to learn anything more than that.
Surprisingly, no. I actually was kind of against it. I was like, oh, man, I got to learn this now?
Come on.
Oh, and then
geology was one thing.
And then it got me. I mean,
wow.
I was under the dome. The stars shone with their fake stars on a planetarium. And,
oh,
well, you know, and that's where it fell. I fell in love with the subject.
Aww.
And that was it. So it was total accident. And
But it was meant to be.
Meant to be.
If that's
so
a thing.
Glad that it found me.
Oh.
Now, so you're like, I mean, astronomy, you're accidentally an astronomer too. I mean, you're very curious about astronomy.
Yeah.
So have you had some aha moments of learning some astronomy? You have your favorite topics?
Oh, man, where to start? Where to even
so
begin?
Many.
I get a little freaked out by astronomy because it makes me feel super teeny tiny.
Yeah.
But so I think that's been some of the one thing I really have loved is being able to see some of the images and learn more from, like, whether it's Hubble or from, like, Cassini or, you know, different things. Just like being able, now that we're living in this age, of being able to take pictures of things that we've never seen before, or I don't know. I love kind of seeing what's out there. It makes me less, I don't say freaked out, but like in awe. I'm still in awe of it, but yeah. So it's just like, it's that kind of stuff is really exciting to me.
I know. And I mean, it makes space feel at least a little smaller, a little more manageable
That's
when we're trying
true.
To investigate it.
Yes. And I also like when I watch something that's science fiction or like space related, and then you can like critique it for its realism.
Oh, I love nothing better than that.
I know.
That's for sure.
My greatest day was when I had watched The Martian, and then it was like, let me tell you.
Let me tell you about The Martian.
That's right.
What they got,
I got
right,
thoughts.
Yep. Lots of thoughts.
There's
always, oh boy. Yeah, we need to do more shows like that.
Man, we really do. Well, speaking of shows, we we have our podcast Looking Up, which we've been doing for over a year.
Over a year.
We're basically
almost a year and a half,
radio personalities now. But why don't you tell the folks the story of how the podcast got developed?
Yeah, well, so I had been thinking about doing a podcast. It was seemed like that's what all the cool kids are doing nowadays is podcasts. And
you want to be on the cutting edge of
I
the cool kids.
I did want to be on the cutting edge. So I pulled out my flip phone and called up WVXU.
Right.
No, actually, it was the opposite. They called me on my flip phone from their landline.
Uh-huh,
and
right.
And we set up a meeting with one of the producers here, Kevin Reynolds, and he pitched an idea that we used to do an astronomy podcast. And I said, oh, great. This would be good. I think we should get a lot of science people involved in it. We could get some people from universities. We could get some people from the TV weather people can come in. It'll be like all science all the time. And thankfully, that idea was shot down.
Thank God.
Because we needed to have not two scientists in the room talking nerdy to each other. We needed to have a little variety.
You can say a cool person.
A cool person and a nerd together, and we'll let the listeners decide
who's playing what role.
I don't know. Changes every day.
That's right. It does
every question.
That's right.
Let's see what question you have next for me, and we'll see who's nerdy and
ooh,
who's not. We'll test.
Man, geez. Now you're supposed to ask.
Oh, I'm supposed
something.
To ask.
Whoops, now he thinks it's an interview about him.
I
We're going
I
back and forth.
Shoot, I forgot about that. So, other than me not following my cues, what are some of the challenges about putting together such a podcast?
Well, that's a big one. Mm-hmm. You and the
lots
cues.
Of challenges.
You oh. and your cues. No. Well, you know, I think that it's. We always have to think about things that are interesting to us. I mean, you know, what's the wider appeal to those topics? I mean, there's so much to talk about with space and astronomy and, you know, whether it's history or what's going on right now or future. You know, I think that something we always like when we try to prepare a show, like, is this going to be something that's, you know, exciting for our listeners?
Exactly.
The dozens and dozens of listeners.
Oh, so many listeners.
Just kidding. I know there's more than that. So I think that's kind of a challenge. But I think what's nice about our show, too, is that it's just a conversation. Like, mm-hmm. we're kind of, you know. That's not difficult.
No.
I can talk to literally anybody.
That's right, yeah. And if it's about astronomy, I can literally talk to anybody.
Exactly.
I can't really talk about music or popular
culture
or
any famous people.
Anything, yeah.
Any new movies, any tele... Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I got off track.
That's about all of it, yeah.
Okay.
So, so that's not too bad then.
Yeah. Well, and you know, so now we've talked about the challenges. Why don't you tell me what has... we've had so many... wonderful interviews and guests, but which ones kind of stand out for you as the best?
Yeah, it's a tricky one. I mean, I liked a lot of folks we talked to. I liked Michael Bakich from mm-hmm. Astronomy Magazine when he was talking about the eclipse and just his enthusiasm for the subject. And mm-hmm. that was really cool. Of course, there's William Shatner that we got to interview.
Your new friend. And
I got to meet personally, sit on the same couch with him next to him as they beamed us up. Not quite that. But still, that was pretty fun, and being able to like work on stage with him, mm-hmm. doing a little bit we did at the theater after
the not at all scripted bit.
The not at all scripted bit that did not really go all that well, but well enough at after the Wrath of Khan showing at a big screen, and then we've talked to Scott Kelly, the astronaut. And then, of course, I was saving the best for last.
I thought it would be your parents.
My parents. Talked to my parents, too. They're the best for last. So the second best out of all of them would have been, Beekman, I think, was the only person we talked to. Beekman from Beekman's World, if you remember the TV show. And he was probably the only one I was slightly nervous to interview.
If I
could have imitated his style of talking and teaching, and if I could be at the microphone and waving my arms right and like this is how I would do it. With the big hair. I mean, he was like definitely.
Is that really your style?
He was, I would love to do it that way.
Okay.
That's the thing. So out of, Bill Nye and all the other folks, Beekman was my guy. I was a Beekman fan. So talking to him was, I was slightly nervous talking to him.
You did seem nervous.
Yeah.
Actually.
So
but you did good. You were
cool.
He was in the
studio with us. That wouldn't have been good. That would have been ugly. But I guess he probably looks less like Beekman nowadays. So
that was a character.
That's
true, that,
right?
As
a character.
Should
right?
we talk about that off this? Okay.
Yeah. Out of all these great guests, who should we get next? Who's your dream guest? Who do you want to have?
I have three dream guests.
Okay.
I'll be quick. One, Leland Melvin.
Mm-hmm.
Leland, if you're listening, call me.
Call us.
Facebook, message me. Whatever.
Anything.
He's the coolest because he took a picture, his official NASA portrait with him and his dogs. How cute is that?
This is the astronaut,
and the astronaut, yeah. Leland Melvin. Well, the dogs can't talk, but right, yes, Leland Melvin.
The astronaut,
yes.
The dog's not the astronaut.
That's right. He was an
Leland
astronaut.
Astronaut.
He is retired, but he was also like a football player and just all around interesting chap, so I'd love to interview him. I'd also like to talk to your Beekman, would be my Blossom, be Maya Bialik.
Oh,
I would love to talk
yeah.
to her because she actually is, I believe, a mathematician or a – no, I'm sorry. I think she's a neuroscientist like in real life, which
yes.
is crazy amazing.
How do you find the time for doing that plus acting plus
– I know. And she has children. She's like a very well-rounded person.
I mean, I can barely get up before noon. How can they do that?
Yeah,
I don't get it.
That's true.
Stay up a little later, but.
Yeah, that's true. We are astronomers, so it's fine. You get a pass. I have one more.
Who's the third?
Brian May,
really?
I am a huge Queen fan. If there's one band I could get back together somehow and like go see or like go back in time, whatever, it's Queen. But I would talk about astronomy with him.
No, you can talk about
music
with him.
You're giving me a face. Like,
well, because he just got his PhD in astrophysics, I guess.
But he's been studying, because when the band formed, he was a student of astronomy.
Even back then?
Yeah.
Again, and then, like, how do people find time for things?
I know. What are you doing with your free time?
I'm worried
you don't have time.
I can barely take care of myself. I don't know how other people can do all this stuff.
Yeah, Brian. Like, well, that's why we're, you know, whatever. Yeah. So Brian May would be amazing.
All right.
You know. All three of them. Okay. So a couple more questions here. So why do you think so many people are fascinated by space? Because all kinds of people tell us that they are into it and ask questions and stuff.
Yeah, I think it's just some part of human nature. I think it's just, and you know, we're very inquisitive people. We're very curious. And that's the biggest topic there is. It's the biggest thing out there. And I think, you know, you think, what practical thing does it, if we know what Mars is like, or if we know what that star is called? There's practical stuff about it too, but I think it just goes into like our imaginations, and it kind of like is very inspiring to think of these very far off places. And here we are spinning on this little spherical globe going through space, and now I'm getting metaphysical.
I'm like freaking out a little. Spinning,
and so we're
right.
trying to figure our way out or figure our way around in the universe. And it's just exploration for exploration's sake. I think it's like the greatest form of entertainment. I'm like never bored with the universe. I'm never bored with looking up. Even, you know, with your meteor showers, you're sitting outside and you're waiting 20 minutes in the cold for a shooting star that may never come. It's still fun sitting out there looking at the planets and getting views through telescopes. I think it's just something that everybody, if they had the opportunity to do, that they would really go into it. And that's why I think it's like kind of important doing this stuff, is giving people the opportunity to be curious.
For sure.
So, all right, we're going to change it up for rapid fire questions. This is what all the podcast fans want to know. Let's see, night out on town or quiet night at home?
Quiet night at home, any day of the week, any night, dog on lap.
All the time.
All the time.
Big New Year's Eve party or hang out with just a few friends?
Well, last year I went, you had a New
well,
Year's
remember
Eve
Well, remember last year's New Year.
I think I did both. I went to your party and then I went home and did the dog on lap thing.
My party was pretty off the hook.
Your party was pretty, it was a dance party. I love a dance party. Yeah. I would go out for a dance party. So I'm going to say for New Year's Eve, I'll go big party.
Big party.
Yeah, because I also got to wear sequins, which I'm really into.
That's true. and then classic film or action movie?
Well, we're getting into, oh man.
That was a tough one?
I do like action movies.
Yeah, you're right. They're both. I'm
thinking about it's almost Christmas. It's Die Hard season.
It's true.
My husband and I always watch Die Hard as a Christmas movie because it takes place like Christmas.
And Die Hard 2.
And Die Hard 2.
Don't forget Die Hard 2.
I would never forget Die Hard 2.
Die Hard 3 and 4. You probably forget about those.
Yeah. So I'll say action movie. Okay. All right. So now it's your turn. Are you ready?
Yep.
Would you rather hike in the woods or hit the gym?
These prepared questions are even troubling you, aren't they? In the woods or hitting the gym? Hike in the woods, no doubt about it. Yeah, I like to do hiking around the Cincinnati parks. I give them a plug. I mean, Cincinnati parks are the...
And you live near one.
...are the gem of our city, I think. So, yeah.
Okay, that's good. That's a nice plug.
Oh, yeah.
Favorite pizza toppings?
Boring. I'm vegetarian, so mushrooms. Yeah. Probably mushrooms or just plain cheese. I know it's really boring, but I'll eat any pizza anywhere, anytime.
Oh, yeah. Pizza even out of a dumpster would be good. wait, what now? That's
except
crazy.
Dumpster pizza.
That's right, fine. I'm going to change it up. Cats or dogs?
Oh, that's easy. Cats, most definitely. As dogs, I will tolerate in small doses.
And in small form.
Big dogs are okay.
Oh, okay.
Big dogs are okay.
There are a couple at the observatory.
But, cats, I've got three cats, so I have to like cats, that's for sure.
I just saw this meme that was a picture of a collie, and it said, not saying that your cat doesn't like you, but if it was a cat, then Lassie would still be in the well. I mean, Timmy would still be in the well or whatever. Like, okay, so that's true. Anyway,
that is true.
Fine. All right, favorite constellation. We'll bring it back to the space.
Favorite constellation, hands down, Orion. That's the best.
Oh, okay.
You know, he's up in the winter sky. We're coming up for that.
Yeah.
And three stars in a row for the belt. Just pretty awesome.
And then lastly, not at all scripted, what's your favorite radio station?
Oh, my favorite radio station is 91.7 WVXU right here in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Nice.